Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live. Talking to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking Majestic Bughead, where the sky is a little dark, but you can sense spring is coming and it feels good. I was up in Nashville at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention for a couple of days and got back last night, and believe me, it is much nicer when you get a little further south than when you're all the way up there. Well, of course, the big news is the sequestration and the fact that the Republicans finally held strong and just said no to Barack Hussein Obama, who has been ruling dictatorially like he doesn't have any kind of accountability. And we're going into the fifth year of it, and people are just loving it. He's just the guy, as far as they're concerned. He's all that and a bag of chips. He hasn't had a budget, not one time in his entire presidency, which this has never happened before. By law, he's supposed to have one, but he doesn't. And it's not something that is maybe we ought to have this. It's like not filing your taxes for 4 years. You try not filing your taxes for 4 years, going on to the fifth, and still saying you want more money, more money, more money. Well, that's a recipe for disaster, and we, of course, are on the road to disaster. Now, in all of this, we have more problems in our nation than we have solutions. There are not just in international politics, where we're arming Egypt, thus making the southern border for Israel a difficult situation. We're also not doing enough to stop the Iranians from having a nuclear bomb, which they say, once they get it, they're going to use it. We got tough times, very tough times. Our economy, which should be humming along at about 4% growth, is stagnating at 1%. We're just barely moving. And the reason is we have no leadership in Washington. We just have a guy in there who spends money. Now, when you take the annual deficit per year by president with Nixon, it was $11 billion. That's almost nothing. Ford was $40 billion. With Carter, $61 billion. With Ronald Reagan, it was $165 billion each of his 8 years. So he's ran up that debt just a little bit. $165 billion a year. Herbert Walker Bush jumped it all the way up to 235, and then it went back down with Clinton, who worked with Newt Gingrich, and they made some really substantial changes, and it was only $40 billion a year. When George W. Bush came in, he was at $250 billion a year, which was a lot of money. Take $250 and multiply it by 8, a lot of money, a couple trillion dollars. Now, when you come to Barack Hussein Obama, you're talking a different thing. His is $1.3 trillion a year. That's more than five times per year what Bush's was, W. Bush, and he was the next greatest spender. More than five times. His debt per year is greater than all of the rest of them put together from Nixon on up by 1.5 times. Bad stuff. This is difficult things. But you know what? This isn't... The economy can turn around. I remember when Carter was in office and how really run down the country was. Reagan came in, turned it around. Then we had both Bush and Clinton afterwards, and until 9/11, things did pretty well. They will again. Today, we want to talk a little bit about an issue that nobody else is going to talk about. It's just too politically sensitive, but that's what we like. We like to live on the edge, and we're going to live on the edge here a little bit today. But I'm not going to do it by myself, so I've got my brother on here, and I'm going to say to him, Richard, how are you?
I'm good, Jack. How are you?
Good. Now, we're talking to everybody, and we're going to be talking a little bit about what some people call the wussification of America. Or there's a agenda that's going on that is emasculating young men and, in my estimation, is contributing to a sexual identity problem with them. Consequently, we're developing a whole generation of metrosexuals. That's not a good thing. Now, we're going to let some people call in if they want to, and I'm going to give you the number. It's 347-326-9949. There'll be some people mad about this one, I guarantee it. 347-326-9949. Now, what made me think about this, Dick, is they threw a little boy out of school for taking a piece of bread and kind of, I think he was 6 or 7 years old, kind of twisting it up like it was a gun and holding out and going bang, bang. And, oh, that's a threat. And they threw him out of school. Kind of total nonsense. Oh, we can't have that kind of behavior. Now, when we were little boys, we got cap pistols. Remember those cap pistols?
We had 6 guns.
Yeah.
And we were packing 2 each.
But we put those little round things in them that were caps, and you'd shoot them, and they'd make this just little pop like it was a real gun going off. And we would play cops and robbers, or our favorite was cowboys and Indians, for hours.
Native Americans, Jack. Native Americans, call them correctly now, please.
Well, that was, instead of sitting in front of TV, our mother would say, go outside and play. So we would. And we'd play for hours. And, of course, that's what kids should do. But the whole part of it, as I was have been thinking about this little boy that got thrown out of school for just being a little boy. They're making being a normal little boy wrong. Little boys like to play with, you know, like to have guns. All little boys like to do that. And you know, if they did this little kind of psychological study where they had a dozen girls in the room and they had put knives, but I mean they weren't, you know, sharp knives, but they were little girls, and they put a dozen boys in another room where they had the same thing. Well, the little girl sat down, and they had a fake tea party, and they used the knife to cut a cake. Little boys picked them up like they were swords and started being swashbucklers with it. Now, that's because that's what the nature of a little boy is. That's the nature of a little girl. Now, if you take these cap guns and things that are used for swords and all the rest of it away from boys and tell them that it's wrong to do it, you're going to be raising a whole generation of sissies like Barack Hussein Obama. He's pure sissy. But it's not, and somehow it's wrong for them to act out what is natural to them in our society. But in California, they passed a law starting with the first grade, where they are teaching the values of gay and lesbians in America. Let me ask you a question.
The value of gays and lesbians?
They've been doing this in California for a couple of years, and as you know, California frequently leads the nation in these things. Now,
I thought it was just San Francisco, but I guess that's part of California. Yeah, okay. I get it. Yeah.
Well, at any rate, I mean, if I don't care if somebody's gay, let them be gay. That's their business. But forcing a little boy, and this is little boys that they're after now, this isn't girls, forcing little boys to not act naturally, which is to fight with each other, to play cops and robbers, to play cowboys and Indians, or all of this stuff is what makes them grow up and be the kind of people they are. Now, they don't let kids fight like they used to. I mean, I remember I beat you up every day whether you needed it or not when we were little boys. I mean, we fought all the time. Of course, now let me just tell the audience, my brother Dick is 14 months younger than me. So it was, Jack and Dick. We did everything together. And, when you're older, you're the top dog. But we fought a lot. But, we don't fight anymore. But, that was all part of growing up. And when we had other kids, we would fight with them. Not a lot, but we kind of handled things. And that is normal for little boys. Now, here's my point in all of this. What is the true war on women? Here's my hypothesis. the war on women is making little boys like little girls, so that when they get bigger, they won't be able to be men with women. Pretty soon they'll have a reality show, you know, Metrosexual Bachelor, where both guys and girls are trying to hook up with him. And which one will he choose? And it'll be okay. Now, what's wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with that? Should little boys be brought up to be like little girls? What is the downside of it? People who have problems with their sexual identity have problems with everything else the rest of their lives. And the general just making kids be things that they are not by nature is weakening our nation.
Nation of wimps.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, is that we are developing a nation of wimps. It won't be completely. And the reason is that sports is so ingrained in our culture that, you know, you get these kids in there and playing baseball and basketball and football and soccer, hockey. They bang on each other and they do what they're supposed to do. They learn how to be teammates. They learn how to, you know, to argue, fight, get stuff resolved. They learn how to be men through the athletics. So we aren't going to have a complete nation like that. But to just even move the needle a small amount does extraordinary harm to the nation. Now, the big push right now is to recognize and legitimize gay marriage. Now, when it's put up for a vote, it loses every place. When it goes to the judges, however, it is frequently, well, that's, you know, that goes against the Constitution. Of course, there isn't anything in the Constitution about anything like that. And, you know, the founders originally, the, you know, male-female was the way it was. You know,
What do you think? What is the percentage of gay and lesbians in this country? It's under 5%, isn't it? About 3%.
I think
that's even probably high, but it's dictating to the 97%.
So that's 10 million people. That's a substantial. I mean, and you know what? I don't care if somebody's gay. That's really their personal business.
Don't you like the fact that they're shoving it down your throat, though? Pardon the pun. But
I'm going to get thrown off the radio for sure. I don't like it being stuffed down my throat. No, I don't.
Yeah. But that seems to be what it is.
Well, it does.
Just a constant barrage of this.
What is their ultimate goal? Do you think that they'll stop there?
Of course not.
I don't think so either. I think the ultimate goal is pederasty. That is the legitimizing adult males having sex with underage male boys as a way of kind of nurturing them along, like, well, you know, this is the mentoring process. And they mentor it with anal intercourse. And that, I believe, is the true goal. Now, that's what Jerry Sandusky did. And as you, I mean, you saw him. I didn't do anything wrong. There was nothing wrong with that. But Michael Jackson, sleeping with those boys, what did he say it was? A beautiful thing. He believed that. So did Jerry Sandusky. So does this movement. Not everybody in it. Now, don't get me wrong on that, because I, you know, there are a lot of gay people that, you know, that don't go along with some of this more radical stuff. But this is a serious situation, and people won't talk about it, because for you and I to say what we've done, what we've said here today, we get the label of being homophobic. And if we said it, I mean, it probably comes close to a hate crime, which it isn't. We don't hate these people. We just don't like that way of life as something that is mandated by law, nor do we believe that first graders have any business being taught about gays and lesbians. Period. They're not sexual. They don't even think about it. I fear for this nation. You just can't embrace this stuff and not have the negatives that come with it. What are the negatives that come with it? Certainly confusion, sexual orientation. And if somebody doesn't know who they really are, that creates problems for them and for everybody in their life all over the place. Now, there's some people, you know, there's some young gay guys that, you know, that know very early that they are, and it's, we're not talking about that. And, I mean, I don't have anything really negative to say about them as human beings to play. I just don't think that legitimizing that and forcing children to be indoctrinated with it is right. Well, I know it isn't that I don't think it's right. I know it's wrong.
Yeah.
Now, we might make it legal, but we can never make it right. And that seems to me as if it's some of the stuff that has gone on for quite some time. And, you know, I mean, I get, we say here all the time, why in the world would somebody vote for an idiot like Barack Obama? I mean, he's ruined the economy, da-da-da-da-da-da. And we've listed, you know, why people, you know, before the election, why they would be making a bad choice for that. And, you know, and anybody who would do so would be blah, 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 blah. But I can see why gay people would vote for Barack Hussein Obama. And if that is what their goal is, then that's a good candidate for them.
And how many times did he change his mind on this subject?
Well, he started out being for gay marriage, and then he was against it. Because he needed it to, you know, be elected to the Senate and to be elected president the first time, and now he's back for it. And, you know, he's not the only person that's flip-flopped on these kinds of things, that's for sure. But I don't think that, you know, that our future with this as mandated policy is going to be a good one. I think they were going to have repercussions that we aren't going to like. It's do I think it's inevitable that this is going to happen? No. Do I think it's likely that it will? Probably. What do you think? I mean, even Massachusetts voted this down. Yeah, as did California.
Yeah. Well, they have a prisoner up here that murdered his wife and wants to become a woman now, and a judge has authorized that the state would pay the $400,000 of taxpayer money to have it done. And there's been such an outcry that now they're rethinking this whole thing. So I wanted to bring up one little a different subject for just a minute, though, because a lot of people for a long time heard about President Obama saying that he would not allow the Keystone Pipeline because of the amount of people that were in the green Al Gore corner about this and that. Well, Friday at 5 o'clock, the White House announced that the Keystone Pipeline has been approved. And obviously they didn't want anybody to know about it, which is why they brought it up or made it known at Friday at 5 o'clock. But this is just another one of those things that you won't hear about it because it was not in his best interest for people to realize that something that he wanted to stop actually got passed.
You know, I'm really glad that you brought that up. We had talked about that earlier. It isn't good for, you know, the green energy types and the wackos from the Sierra Club and the radical
tree
left.
The tree huggers.
But it's good for the United States of America.
Absolutely.
We have
700,000 to 800,000 gallons of oil a day being brought in from Canada, our ally. So yeah, I'd say it's a good move.
This is it's sad. He could have done something for the nation and taken credit, but he just, he's so ideologically driven. And by the way, he's, you know, with the sequestration and everything, he goes out and he's always campaigning to try and keep us divided and split, which he's doing a good job.
Yeah, he's working at it. He's damn right he's working at it.
You know, yeah, because we certainly, is there any chance in the world that he could ever win you over to where you supported him?
Who, me personally?
Yes.
No, he'd probably have to pry the gun out of my cold, dead hand in order to have me on his side.
Well, you know, so there are a lot of people, that really aren't willing to support him with anything, and we're certainly two of them. But we got him. And we got to live with him, and we got to, you know, work as strong as we can, and that's what we're doing. That's why we get on here every Monday afternoon, and we talk to people about what we consider the issues to be, because we want this nation to be strong. We want it to be godly. We want to allow people to do what they want to do, the right stuff, not the bad stuff. We're out of time. Thanks, Dick. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Bye-bye.